welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast, and we are really excited today. We have the star of the new show, The Way Home, on Hallmark Channel. We have Sadie LaFlemme-Snow here, and Sadie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so what we like to do with new guests is we like to find a little bit about you and how you got started, and so I know you're a teenage actor, so how did you get started in acting?
I've been performing since I was really young. I've always been a singer. And then in high school, I started to get more into acting and I ended up going to theater school. And then graduated in 2020. And I've just been I went to theater school thinking I would be on stage, and film has been a gift that kind of, it was kind of not where I thought I would be, but once I started doing it, I fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. And so that's what brought me to The Way Home.
So did you do shows and stuff like that in high school, like plays and musicals?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was some of your favorites that you did? I did
The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown. Oh. In a terribly glamorous role. I played Humpty Dumpty in Shrek, which was just
I actually love Shrek the musical. I'm not even that big of a Shrek person, but I love that musical. Lord Farquaad is hilarious in that musical.
That was funny. So I started my first interest in acting came from music and musical theater, and now it's just acting has just become everything, and mm-hmm. on screen again is such a cool medium. So
that's cool. So the Way Home is your first big series, I think, right?
Yeah.
And so what was the audition process like? How did you get the role?
Most auditions these days start online with self-tape. So it was a couple rounds of self-tapes. I ended up being asked to put a few songs on tape. So I had to reteach myself guitar, because that's a little, plot point in there too, which you'll see. And then a lot of waiting. And then I was actually on holiday, and it was my last day, and I was dreading coming home, and I was like, oh, I don't want this to be over. And then I got a call saying that I had I get to join this show. And then I couldn't be more excited to get home, because then in 5 days I basically started shooting right away. So it was the biggest gift, and it was really exciting.
You freak out when you got the call?
Yeah. And I was I was setting alarms on my phone to be okay, don't text your agent and ask about the show, give her 72 hours. And then I'd set another alarm for another 72. And so finally to get the call, and you don't want to hear when you're on vacation that you didn't book the thing that you've been dreaming about for a month, mm-hmm. So it was just it was totally a dream come true. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. It'll be such a fond memory for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet. Your whole family must have been excited.
Yeah.
We'd like to take a second from this episode of the podcast to celebrate our sponsor of this episode, and that is the Hallmarkies Patreon.
Do you love Hallmarkies podcast?
Do you want an inside scoop into what happens on the podcast?
Do you want early access to episodes and loads of cool perks?
Now is the time to become a patron of Hallmarkies podcast.
By becoming a patron, you get to access our patron Facebook group.
You can request episodes or even be a guest on the podcast.
And most importantly, any patron can join our monthly movie watch-alongs with stars like Paul Campbell, Natalie Hall, and more.
It's as low as $2 a month to join in and become a special part of the Hallmarkies family.
Please consider, and we will love you forever.
Go to patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
That's patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
So did you just find out about it from your agents? tell you, or was it just on sort of the list of available auditions you sent self-tape to?
Yeah, I have a really great team that heard of this project in its kind of, I think, earlier phases. And then once they were looking for actors in Toronto, they really mm-hmm. kicked it into high gear, and I feel really lucky.
Yeah, that's great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the show? We know that I've now seen the first episode, but don't worry, everybody, no spoilers, but we know from the trailer that there is like a magic lake, right?
Yes, a time traveling pond.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah, so I think, you know, when you think of time travel, I think it's easy to kind of picture this like sci-fi kind of realm, which yeah. is, I wouldn't say the direction that we head into. It's very, the time travel element is very nostalgic, and there's like a very magical feeling, but it's not like, you know, casting spells and witches and all that. It's very like nostalgic and grounded, and it's like, it's like there's two timelines going on at the same time, and they're both happening at once, and it's very, it blows Alice's mind. She's constantly trying to figure out like the rules of the pond and what the consequences are of her going back in time, and how does she live with what she finds out in the past, and how does that affect the way she acts with her mom and her grandmother in the present?
Yeah, because wouldn't her mom and grandmother recognize her? That, oh, this is this person that we saw so many
well,
years ago.
Like, I think honestly, you know, we don't, you know, when you like bump into someone out of context and so you don't recognize them, mm-hmm. it's like the most out of context situation you could find yourself in, because none of us would assume that it would be time travel, you
right.
know?
That's
and
true.
And so I think that like Del and Kat are really, really smart people, and there's, they wouldn't really let that kind of stuff slip past them, but it's just this, I'm really excited for people to see how it unravels, because Alice is really, really careful to cover her tracks and to try her best to integrate herself into this world that she doesn't belong in. And in some ways that's really painful, because it's impossible for her to stay there forever,
right.
because she has going on in the present day. So I'm looking forward to everyone to see how those relationships develop and how they're individual from the ones that exist in the present timeline. And I think mm-hmm. that's what makes it possible for her to be there and be unrecognizable to people who mm-hmm. end up knowing her in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is that how you could kind of connect to Alice? Just being a teen yourself, you just experienced that. Could you connect with her and her experiences?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like Alice feels really close to me in a lot of ways. She like, you know, the barrier between me and her and how I would act and how she would act is so thin, I feel like. So it's been such a gift, and And like, you know, it's a really hard time in a person's life being a teenager, all mm-hmm. your family dynamics with your parents and everything. And in this story, Alice's parents have just gotten a divorce and she's like moved to live with her grandmother who she's never met and her mom doesn't even have a relationship with. And so you meet her and she's like in a really rough spot. She doesn't really seem like the kind of girl you want to be around, but
yeah,
but meeting her family and going to the place that they call home and seeing what they were like before tragedy strikes their family, she's transformed and she needs to find a way to get that feeling that she has with the teen version of her mom.
Yeah.
Back to the present day.
Do you ever get stage fright like Alice does?
actually, when I was really little, my very first time singing alone on stage, I went out and I forgot all the words to my song and I ran off stage and I came back out and I gave it another try and I forgot the words again and I ran off stage and I came back out and tried to give it another try and then I just gave up. So it's never happened again. but we've all been there, I think.
Yeah.
Actors. It's always a possibility, but you know, it didn't scare me away from what I love to do. So, and I think, yeah, Alice, she comes around to it too.
So you said, of course, this is, you have Alice, that's her in her relationship with her grandmother, Del, and her mother, Kat. And so what do you think that this show has to say about women and the relationships with these three women?
Yeah, this has been doing a show where it's three women leading the cast is such a gift. It's like, you know, the seeds of the greatest stories, because I feel like relationships between mothers and daughters are so complicated and so interesting and so profound that there's so much exciting stuff in there. There's so much drama in there. There's so much potential. And so, not to mention just like Del as a character who's gone through so much in her life, but how she still stays the center of this family, and mm-hmm. Kat, who's like really, really fighting to put things back together after kind of running away from where she used to call home after all this tragedy happened in their family. You just have these amazing female characters who are, you know, a unit together. And it just makes for such an exciting story. And also just a really great work environment to be around two amazing women. And then our two fantastic showrunners are also a mother-daughter duo. So that's a really, really great thing to have.
We've had Heather Kronke on the pod before. Oh, she's amazing. We love Heartland. We're big.
That's awesome. They are fantastic, and to have them as like, you know, the creative force behind everything is so authentic to the story that we're telling. So mm-hmm. I think that absolutely shines through when you watch the episodes.
So what would be your pitch to someone to say, watch this show? There's so much content out there. There's so much to watch. What would be your pitch to say, watch this show?
Yeah, I think this is got everything that your, you know, quintessential Hallmark series can offer in terms of like so many different access points. Like there's something for everyone, but at the same time, it is something like we've never seen. It's really this the two timelines, the drama, the mystery, you know, and then just this beautiful cast is something that you don't want to miss. And it just leaves you like, it's the kind of thing you want to binge, but the mm-hmm. nature of putting it out once a week is gonna, you know, bring you along for this mystery, for this story to unravel. So I hope that everyone can come along for that with us, and I just couldn't be more excited to share it. Everybody.
Well, we're really excited.
We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Are you looking for that perfect gift for the postable, hardy, or Hallmarky in your life?
What about getting that t-shirt or hoodie that will help you stand out at your next holiday party?
Now is the time to check out the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Full of festive designs by artists like Jessica Miller, Carrie from Hallmark Comics, and more.
You can even have more than just shirts, but totes, cell phone cases, notebooks, mugs, and more.
And it isn't just Hallmark. We have designs for Anne of Green Gables, Man from Snowy River, The Nanny, and more.
Every purchase at the merch store goes to help support the podcast and allows us to make the great content you know and love.
There are frequent sales, so go to tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies or see the link in the description.
That's tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies.
Well, we like to leave with some fun, silly questions. So okay. First one, what is the best ice cream flavor?
Oh, oh my gosh, that's really hard. Cookies and cream.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
What music are you into right now?
SZA, SOS.
Okay. What would be your go-to date night food?
Sushi.
Okay, good. What is your go-to date night activity if you're going out and doing something?
Maybe like going to a cute like cocktail bar or something like that.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Which do you like better, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
What is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Maybe like my best friend's birthday.
I know it's kind of wow.
But like you get to do all the, you know, you get to have all the fun and like do all the planning. Like I love like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, that's a good one. I've never had that answer before.
Also Halloween. My birthday's on Halloween.
what's your most epic Halloween costume?
I was Olivia Rodrigo a couple of years ago. Oh. And I thought that was, I felt pretty good about that one.
Yeah.
I've had maybe when I was little, but that was the recent one that I felt really good about.
Cool.
This year good. I was on Halloween. So.
Well, last question. What's your favorite Hallmark or romantic movie?
Hallmark or romantic movie? Can I say Cedar Cove? Like the
Oh, you the know? Series?
I know it's not a movie, but you know, yeah. it's sure. Andy.
Yeah, okay, good. Very good. You answered all the questions. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Do you have social media or anything you want to share? Or?
Oh, yeah. My Instagram is Sadie_Snow, and I'm pretty sure that's my Twitter as well. Okay, great. But if you look at Sadie LaFlamme Snow or check out the Way Home on Hallmark, you'll see me.
Okay, great. Can follow we'll put along. That all in the description. People can follow you. And thanks again. It was great to meet you. Good luck on the show.
Thank you.
And we're going to be doing recaps. We'll recap the pilot, and then we'll do every 2 weeks. Cool. That's how we do the recaps of the show. So yeah, we're excited about it.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much.
I'd like to thank Sadie for coming on the podcast. It was so much fun to get to talk with her. Please let us know any thoughts that you have, comments on the show and what we talked about in the comment section. We would very much appreciate it. Also, make sure you're following us on social media at Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. Also, make sure you check out the Patreon group and merch store. We would so appreciate it. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. That really helps us a lot. And if you are watching on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. And we'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everyone.